In the last episode of Soap, Jessica hired Detective Donahue to follow the trail of the missing Chester. But it appears Detective Donahue would prefer to follow Jessica. Danny and Bert began following the kidnapper's instructions, hoping they'll follow through on their promise to return Elaine. Eunice and Dutch are on their way to a farm in upstate New York and hope the police won't follow them. And what with Elaine's kidnapping and Jody's wedding plans, it follows that Bert and Mary haven't had time to confront each other about their respective affairs. Unable to follow all this, you won't be after the following episode of Soap. This is the story of two sisters, Jessica Tate and Mary Campbell. These are the Tates. And these are the Campbells. And this is Soap.
These phones are they gonna call on?
They didn't say.
Well, I'd feel a lot easier if that lady had get off the line.
Excuse me, miss, are you gonna be long?
Get out of here!
Thank you. She'll just be a few minutes.
They could be calling any second now.
Danny, please, relax. You take these four phones, I'll get these four.
Right out. You got a
How's
lot
it going,
of
lady?
Rotate!
Good to hear it.
New Yorkers don't waste words. Hey, lady, if you don't get off this phone, me and him are gonna kill you.
Well, why didn't you say so?
I'll call you later.
Thanks.
Okay.
Those are mine. Those are great.
Oh, yes. Hello. Hello. It's that.
Yeah, I got it. I got all of it. But I'm not taking another step until I talk to Elaine.
If that's not too much trouble, sir.
They want to hear the broad say hello, I'm fine.
Give me the phone.
Okay, lover boy, so how do I know you got the money?
I got it. But unless I hear from Elaine, you'll never see it.
Well, if we don't see it, you don't see her.
And if we don't see her, you don't see the money.
If I don't see the money, you don't see her.
No her, no money.
No money, no her.
Fine.
Okay. No
fine
her, no money. What
if you...
All right, look, I got it. Every dime. Just tell me, where do I make the drop, jerk?
Don't you ever talk to me like that again.
Never again. Sorry, never.
Here. Watch your mouth.
Danny?
Elaine, thank God.
Oh, Danny. Oh, God, I feel so bad.
What's the matter? Are they hurting you? Because if they touch one hair
no,
on
no,
your
no,
head...
No, honey, I'm fine. It's just I feel so bad about being so much trouble.
Trouble? Baby, what are you talking about? You're no trouble. I love you.
Oh, I love you.
I love you.
Oh, I love you.
I love you.
I love you, Dad.
All right. You love each other. This call's costing a fortune. All right, look. Here's where you make the drop.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Across from the...
Yeah, behind the...
Yeah.
That's not how you spell that.
How do you spell that?
Yeah. Okay.
Got it.
Bye-bye. Danny, there's nothing to do now, but just wait for tomorrow.
I really love her.
I know, Dan.
Dutch?
Yeah?
This is your grandmother's farmhouse?
Yeah.
It's awful. It's a pigsty. She sure let it go to pot.
Eunice, she wasn't a bad housekeeper. She's been dead for 10 years.
Well, let's talk about it later. I've got to go to the bathroom. Doug.
Yeah?
There's no bathroom.
Of course there's a bathroom. There's got to be a bathroom.
There's no bathroom.
So what, did your grandmother die of kidney disease?
I forgot. Look here. You see that over there by the tree? That's the outhouse.
Outhouse?
Yeah.
That's where people go to the bathroom?
Right.
Forget it.
Eunice, you're the one who has to go to the bathroom, not me. What? What? What?
Tarantula! What are you doing up here?
What do you mean, what am I doing up here? You said there's a tarantula.
You're a man. You're not supposed to be afraid of a tarantula.
Like hell I'm not. I can't stand things like that, spiders and stuff.
Dutch, you've got to kill it.
You got to be kidding. That means I have to get close to it?
Well, you killed a man, for God's sakes. You can kill a tarantula.
That's probably not a tarantula. You know that, don't you?
Oh, that's a tarantula, all right.
There's no tarantulas in New York State.
Oh, really? What do they do? Walk through Jersey, get to the George Washington Bridge, and say that's as far as we go. Dutch!
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna kill it. Can't stay up there forever. That's not a tarantula, that's a black widow spider.
Why didn't you kill it?
Why didn't I kill it? Do you know how poisonous those things are?
Well, he's probably much more afraid of us than we are of him.
Oh, yeah, sure. Then how come we're the ones up on the table?
Dutch, why don't you just jump off the table and land on him?
Huh?
Okay, come on, come on. Come on, go ahead.
Okay, okay, jump. Okay. What if that doesn't kill him?
Dutch, you weigh 180 pounds. You'd kill a buffalo. Now go on. Jump. Did you kill him?
I don't know. I don't feel him breathing. Not under that foot. Uh-oh.
What?
Not under that foot either. Oh, God.
What?
He's crawling up my leg.
Oh, he's not. He's not crawling up
he
your
is,
leg.
He is. He's crawling up my leg. He's going to bite me and kill me.
No. Oh. Dutch. Dutch, stand still. You're going to antagonize him.
Oh, God.
What?
He bit me. I felt a bite. This is it, Eunice. I can feel the poison coming up my legs. It's going right to my heart. He bit me. He bit me. I'm a dead man.
Where did he bite you?
On my leg. I wonder how long I got to live. I probably only got a couple of minutes to live.
There's nothing there.
What do you mean there's nothing there?
There's nothing on your leg.
Eunice, don't joke with a dying person. That ain't nice.
Would you walk? Wow!
Where are you going?
To the outhouse. If I can kill a spider, I can handle the outhouse.
Into the mystifying oracles. Oh, Benson, good. Sit down a minute.
Why?
I want you to work this with me.
What is it?
It's a Ouija board. It tells the future.
Get out of here.
No, Benson, come on now. Just for a second.
What does it do?
Well, first of all, we have to put our fingers on it. Oh, not like that. Gently, like this. See? Now, I ask it questions, and it spells out the answers.
You paid money for this?
Ready?
Mm.
Now?
Yeah.
What is Benson going to cook for dinner?
You could have just asked me instead of spending money on this.
Nothing's happening.
I guess I ain't cooking.
Give it a minute.
Forget it. It probably don't move for black people.
Hi, let myself in.
Good. Now you can let yourself out.
Oh, Benson, can I get something to drink?
No.
Ah, good, thank you. I'd probably spill it.
Detective Donahue, I have a surprise for you.
And I have a surprise for you. I found a bandage that probably belonged to your husband at the train station. I think he's headed toward New York.
Oh, let's ask the Ouija board. It'll tell us.
The Ouija board?
Mm-hmm. That's my surprise.
No kidding? Well, that's sure going to save me a lot of work. Now I can conduct the entire investigation from the kitchen.
You don't believe in it, do you?
No, I don't.
Well, do you think that you'll find Chester?
Well, I've found everyone I've ever looked for, except for one person.
Who?
My ex-wife.
What happened to her?
She ran off with my partner.
No.
We owned a detective agency together, he and I, for 10 years. Then one day, he and my wife disappeared, along with most of our earnings. See, he was screwing around with the books, too.
You never found them?
Nah, I never looked. See, in the beginning, I was so hurt, I couldn't bring myself to, and after a while, I was so angry, I didn't want to.
How terrible.
Nah, it's okay. It's fine. House is quiet. There's no hair in the sink.
Well, don't you worry. Someday you'll find someone.
I already have.
Oh, see that? Isn't that nice?
Stinks. I hate it. Wish I'd never met her. I'm a wreck. That woman knew what she was doing to me.
You mean she doesn't know?
Of course not.
Well, you have to tell her how you feel.
I can't tell her how I feel.
Of course you can.
No, I can't.
You just tell her.
I love you.
You see? Just say it out like that. She'll love hearing it, believe me.
I love you.
Good, good. It sounds good, huh?
You. I love you.
Me?
See what I mean? I'm sorry. I knew I shouldn't have said it. You forced me. I'm leaving. Goodbye. Where's the door?
Me?
You.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Well, do you think I'd make something like that up?
Ooh, this is terrible.
Well, I don't know how terrible it is. I'm not that bad.
Oh, no, I don't mean that. But if you feel the way you say you feel, how hard are you going to look for Chester?
Very hard. I'd rather compete with a man than with the memory. Don't worry, Mrs. Tate. I promise you'll get your husband. And then I'll get you.
You're nervous, huh?
Well,
yeah, don't be. It's the happiest day of your life. Remember that.
Yeah, I know. But
it's the happiest day of my life once. It's the happiest day of your mother's life right now. Isn't that true, Mary? You see? So don't be nervous. You nervous?
A little.
Don't be. It's the happiest day of your life.
You nervous, Bert?
Hey, but no. I've been through this all before. Yeah, I'm pretty nervous. Don't you be nervous because you're marrying a wonderful girl and the entire family's crazy about us. So isn't that true, man? Mm-hmm. See what I mean? We're all tickled pink.
Mom, you all right?
Oh, great.
Is that happy crying or unhappy crying? You know, I've never been able to tell a difference.
Yes.
Yes.
It's both. I'm happy because you're getting married, Jody, but I'm losing my baby.
Ma, you're not losing me. I'm right here.
You'll move out. I'll never see you.
Ma, I moved out months ago. And you still see me. I mean, today's a perfect example. Look this way. What do you see?
You.
See?
Make a joke, Kimmy. Just let me explain something to you now. Now, you know, I'm not very big on father-son lectures, right? But women are different than men. I suppose that you understand that more than anybody, having dealt with it from both sides, so to speak. No, I mean up here. No, it's there. Up here, they're different. For instance, sometimes if you're nice to them, right away they get suspicious. And then if you treat them rotten, they think they did something wrong, and they feel great, you see?
That is one of the more ridiculous things I've ever heard.
Please, Mary, I know what I'm talking about here. They contradict a lot, too. You say blue, they say green.
Totally untrue.
See that? Okay, that's it. See you out there, Joe.
Thanks, Bert. You know, Ma, I am a little nervous.
I know.
I hope I'm doing the right thing.
I think you're gonna make a terrific married person.
Ah, there you are.
Everything okay?
No, Aunt Jessie just sewed herself to Carol. Do you think maybe you could go and undo him?
Yes. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Hey, you son of a gun, you. You nervous?
Yeah, a little.
Well, don't be, because today is the happiest day of your life.
I heard.
You sure you're holding up okay?
Yeah. How about you?
Okay, okay. There's not much left to do except follow instructions and wait.
You know, Danny, you didn't have to come here today. I would have understood.
Look, we could all use a happy time right about now.
I'm glad.
Hey, listen, I'm not really big on giving brotherly advice, but I have found from personal experience that if you treat a woman in a certain way, she'll respond in a certain way. So whatever you do, always treat Carol in a certain way.
Thanks, Danny.
It'll pay off for you in the end.
It's good to know.
Gee, isn't it something? I'm married, you're getting married.
Remember when all we used to think about was whether Susie Spivak's were real or not?
They were. Life was so simple then, everything was so easy. At 6, you were going to be a fireman, and I was going to be a dog.
That's right. Big Alfred, the collie. You lived down the block.
And then a year later, I was going to be the president, and you were going to take Mickey Mantle's job away from him.
You know, I'd still give 5 years of my life to have my face on a baseball card. Mm. Dallas, Jody, born New York City, bats left, throws right. Jody once completed 4 double plays in 1 game while wearing high heels. Well, time, you ready?
No. Now I'm ready, little brother.
Hey, Alfred, come on, boy.
Come on. Hey, Jody.
Hi, Billy.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Does this mean I don't get to go to the Knick games with you anymore?
Why would you ever think a thing like that?
You won't have an extra ticket.
Relax, Carol hates basketball.
That's great. She's a terrific person.
I'm letting you off guard duty tonight, Private. Just be sure she's out of the barracks by 0600.
Maybe she's having trouble with her gown. I'll go see. Shouldn't she come out now?
Would you?
I wonder what's keeping her.
Come.
common sense.
Excuse me, everybody, but, it appears that there's not going to be a wedding today. We seem to be missing a bride. I'm sorry. I mean, you all came down here and you all got dressed up and everything and, blew a Saturday and, I wish there was something I could do. A flower girl offered to marry me, and her mother said no. Listen, you know what I think? Since we're all here anyway, and we sure could use a party. Why don't we go in the next room, take the dolls off the cake, and get blitzed? What do you say? Okay.
Will the kidnappers drop Elaine off at the Campbells after Danny and Bert make the drop? Or will she have to take the bus? Can Eunice really be happy living on a farm with Dutch? Or will she miss Bloomingdale's? If Detective Donahue gets Chester, will he be able to get Jessica? Or will she tell him to get lost? Where is Carol gone? What will Jody do? And does this mean he has to return the wedding presents? These questions and many others will be answered on the next episode of Soap. Soap is videotaped before a studio audience.